Today we have the beginning of Matthew chapter 25, the parable of the 10 bridesmaids. And this parable is really about being ready for whenever the Lord comes. That's really the main point of the scriptures, that you have to have that oil, that sanctifying grace in your soul. The fathers of the church tell us that what is the oil that the bridesmaids had and what was lacking in the other bridesmaids? Well, the oil, according to the fathers of the church and the saints who comment on this, is sanctifying grace in the soul, charity, the love of God, being in the state of grace. So if at the moment of your death you have sanctifying grace in your soul, this oil of salvation, this oil, then you'll be able to enter into the kingdom of heaven. Those who do not have this oil in their soul, sanctifying grace, who die in unrepentant mortal sin, at that moment, they will not be able to enter the kingdom of heaven. So the Lord says that five of them were wise because they brought extra oil with them. Five were foolish. It doesn't mean that 50% of the world will be saved and 50% of the world will be damned. It's not saying that. It's just saying that at the end, there'll be two different categories, the saved or the lost. Those going to heaven, those going to hell. It doesn't mean it's 50% each. It just means that these will be the two categories, ultimately, those who get to heaven and those who do not. So the Lord tells this parable about the wise bridesmaids who had their lamps getting ready to meet the bridegroom. That was part of the ceremony 2,000 years ago. The bridesmaids would accompany the bridegroom and to go to the wedding feast, and there they would be able to enjoy the wedding feast. These were usually held at night or in the evening, so there were no street lights, so they needed the lamps. That was a job of the bridesmaids to light the way for the bridegroom, to have usually these 10 bridesmaids that would accompany the bridegroom back to the bride's home. But it says the groom was long delayed, and they began to sleep, and they fell asleep. So we don't know when the second coming of Christ will be. It could be long delayed. It could be soon. It could be later. We don't know. The key, though, is always being ready for whenever the bridegroom, Jesus, comes for us. So it says the bridegroom was long delayed, and everybody fell asleep. And there was a shout out, "Behold, the bridegroom is here. Come out to meet him." This will be like the angel's trumpet at the second coming when Jesus comes again. It says those who were ready went into the kingdom. And those who were not, they said, "Well, give us some of your oil. Share some with us." And they said, "Well, we can't. We don't have enough to light the way for the bridegroom. Go get some for yourself." So in other words, you can't depend on anybody else's holiness to get you to heaven. You can't say, "Oh, my aunt was a nun, therefore I'm going to go to heaven." Or my uncle, was a bishop or something like that. You can't depend on somebody else's holiness to get you into heaven. You can't say, "Well, my grandmother was a saint." Well, that might be the case, but that's not going to get you to heaven. See, you can't borrow somebody else's oil. You have to have your own. You have to have your own sanctifying grace and relationship with God. So it's not going. And at the end, you can't say to somebody else, "Well, give me some of your oil." They can't do that. It's your relationship with God that will get you to heaven or not. And so the bridegroom comes. Those that were ready go into this banquet, which symbolizes heaven. Those that were not were locked. And it says the door was locked. At the moment of our death, the door is locked. There is no salvation for a soul after death. It's the state of your soul at the moment of your death that determines where you go. And then they finally came back and said, "Lord, open the door for us." And he said, "I assure you, I do not know you." You don't want Jesus to say those words to us, right? "I do not know you." So our purpose in life here, of course, is to get to know Jesus, allow him to get to know us, to make sure we always have that oil of sanctifying grace. So whenever the Lord, whenever the bridegroom comes, we can then enter into his kingdom.